Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
So if you got something going on in your life, we would love to hear from you. You can always call us. You can shoot us a quick email, and we will put it out there to everybody, and then they can give you some help. And that's exactly what Toby needs this morning. He just sent us an email this week. He says, Marco and Krista, longtime listener of you guys on Jams. Love your morning show.
Thank you.
My marriage sure could use some help right now, and I think you guys can do that. Let me just come right out and say it. I've been chatting and sexting with other women online. Now, some people might think that makes me a scumbag, but honestly, it's done more good for my marriage than harm. Hmm. It started off innocently, though, with those chatting with strangers, those chat with stranger apps, and now I have a bunch of friends I exchange pictures and fantasies with. Now, to be clear, I haven't done anything with any of these women. Not even meeting them or anything, just texting and talking. In 12 years, I've never even kissed another woman. I don't even want to meet any of these women in person. I do it because it gives me confidence, and I can take that confidence into my marriage and career. My love life with my wife is better than ever. In fact, I don't think I'm cheating. It's just me being online. However, my wife, Maddie, probably won't see it like that. She will probably overreact.
Oh, no, not that word.
She knows I have people I talk to online, but she doesn't know what we talk about. She's been getting curious and asking me more about it, and I really don't want to lie to her because that would be wrong. Maybe there's some way I can explain this or explain why this is a good thing to let her know without my marriage blowing up. So if you or your listeners have any advice, I would appreciate it. So what I take from this is that he hasn't told his wife yet what exactly is going on.
No, he hasn't.
And when he does, all hell is going to break loose in that household. And I can tell you because, I was married at one time, long time ago. But on the other hand, I mean, if he is doing this and he's got more confidence and things in his marriage are great, is it a bad thing? He's never going to meet any of these women. He just does it to get confidence.
If you feel like you need a little bit of a confidence booster, you simply go to Google and you look at those inspirational quotes. You don't go online and get on chat sites and start talking to women about whatever it is that makes you feel good.
Oh, you know what they're
inside.
Talking about.
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes. There is nothing positive about this. Okay, there just isn't. I'm just 100% I'm going to let you all know that right now.
If he's just not ever going to meet anybody,
nope.
They're out of state.
Nope.
He's just texting
There's
and sending pictures.
There's a reason why he has kept it a secret. There's a reason why he has not let his wife know that these are random women that he's talking to about, I don't know, sexual fantasies and all that, and it gives him a little boost in the bedroom. Uh-uh. He needs to sit down, tell his wife, and let her explain what her inspiration now is with him. And it's not going to be a positive one.
Hmm. All right, 321-0931. What do
there
you think? We would love to hear from you. Let's get to Alex this morning. Hey, Alex.
Morning.
So,
oh, my God.
Let it happen.
What is this guy doing?
Well,
he's being inspired.
He's about to get fired is what he's going to do if he tells his wife. He needs to cut his stuff and let that be.
Yeah.
Not talk to these women again. I mean, if it's boosted their relationship so far, good. If he hasn't cheated, good. To me, that's cheating already. But if he hasn't been in the bedroom with any of those other women,
yeah.
He can cut those strings.
Yeah, he's
just continue, you know. Yeah, he might, you know, I'd feel some type of way for hiding it, but maybe it's for the best.
Yeah. He says he's never kissed another woman, never thought about another woman in 12 years of marriage.
12 years. Yeah.
So, but you say already, that in your opinion, this is already cheating.
Oh, yeah. He's dirty.
Yeah.
He's dirty
for that.
Dirty
birdie. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Yeah. We appreciate it. He's listening right now for our advice, so.
All right. Well, get off that.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Get off that.
Well, Alex, you can call back anytime. Let's get to Joe Jack.
Oh, geez.
Joe.
So, hi, Joe.
Joe, old Toby's online talking to some strangers, not doing anything, but exchanging pictures and text.
Hey, well, I hope Toby's listening, man, because
He know what he's doing ain't right. And from a man point of view, when you doing something that your wife don't know about, then you had something serious. Because if his wife was talking to dudes online to get herself pumped up to have sex with him in bed, his thing probably wouldn't even work when it was time.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
If your girl is on the internet talking to other dudes to boost her morale, but boost herself up to have sex with you, that makes you feel like doo-doo, man.
Yeah.
That is a very good point, man.
Let's be honest.
Go talk to somebody else and make me feel sexy. Yeah. Make you want to have sex with me, go watch porn right quick. That's and then right. Come in here and jump on my body. Right.
I was going to say, Joe, you know there's some hand gestures happening during this texting.
Right. So you release it somehow. He might not have touched her, but you probably having phone sex, dude.
I can just imagine his forearm. It's just amazing right now. Just put it out there.
He like Popeye out there,
that's
baby.
Right. That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. 321-0931. It's Relationship Rehab. Let's get to Erica this morning. Good morning, Erica.
Morning.
Our first female point of view here. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I disagree with what people are saying because he hasn't cheated, okay? He doesn't want to meet them. He hasn't kissed them. We live in an age of technology, right?
Yeah.
You're going to read something. Somebody's going to compliment you somewhere. You're going to react. You're going to feel good. He feels good about it. He said his marriage is the best it's ever been. What's the alternative? If he's not doing any of this, right, then your marriage kind of gets into like a slow period. You're not having sex. You get angry at each other. He said it's the best he's ever been. They're having sex. They love each other. I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's going to happen in today's technology world.
So you don't see it as cheating?
He didn't cheat.
Yeah.
He hasn't kissed anybody. He hasn't had sex. He hasn't even left the house, please. I mean, you know, think about, like, as a woman, like, when you go out to a bar and, like, even if you're married or have a boyfriend, whatever, somebody's going to hit on you. You're going to, like, smile and flirt back. Is that cheating?
So once the wife finds out that he's been giving it to her so good lately because he's been getting turned on by compliments from other women, do you think she's going to be like, yeah, let's just keep doing it?
No, here's the thing. Do not tell her. Because she... No, listen.
Oh, my God.
Because she is going to feel extremely insecure. There's no reason why he should tell her.
All right, so you're saying...
The marriage is going well.
You're saying don't stop a good thing.
Don't stop.
Stop.
Believe.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
You know what? He's listening right now, and we like to get every side of the issue. So we appreciate
Thank
you calling.
You.
In his email, he says his wife, his name is Maddie, and we have Maddie on.
Oh, girl.
But I don't know if it's her.
Let's do this.
I don't know if it's her. What's this? Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Maddie?
Yeah.
You're not the Maddie in the story, though, are you?
No.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Boy, I thought we were going to have fireworks. So, Maddie, what do you think? Toby, you know, he says, listen, it's harmless. I'm not doing anything. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing anything. What do you think?
It is considered him doing it. He's blushing. And for him to confess, he might as well tell her because he's telling the whole nation.
The fact
of the matter is that he's supposed to submit to his wife regardless. And he's going out of his... character of being a husband to me to do something like that, and it's not right. He shouldn't be lushing after no other one, regardless. And what are he talking about sparking? He's supposed to keep the spark for his wife. It shouldn't be no other woman around to do that.
I
see him going. I see sooner or later in the future he probably gonna start cheating because he already is.
All right. Yeah, well, that's we've had another caller say that is cheating. Thanks for calling. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Well, I thought that was going to get crazy there.
She's going to rip your head off.
Let's get to Marie here. Hi, Marie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So what do you think here? Toby's on Relationship Rehab. He wants our advice. What he should do? Should he just stop this, or is this not a harmful thing for his marriage? What do you think?
Honestly, I think it's a scumbag move. He doesn't deserve to be in a loving relationship for 12 years. He should tell his wife, and his wife should dump him.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you think this could break up a marriage, just texting, and because he hasn't really, you know,
I don't care if he thinks it's fake. It's emotional cheating.
Yeah.
She's not going to see it like, oh, he's just flirting with other people.
Right.
It's fine.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, honey. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
321-0931. Let's get to Naomi this morning. Good morning, Naomi.
Hey. So basically what I've been thinking is if he's somewhere in his relationship where he feels the need to, go somewhere else with it, I really don't feel that he should continue the relationship that he's had going so long with his wife. I personally think that it is some kind of cheating, whether it is if he's being physical or not,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. He's betraying a part of a relationship that is trustworthy. Hmm. And I know that for a fact, if I found out that my significant other, my husband, was talking to some other woman like that, I would want to know what I'm not doing right. And
yeah.
So it would make me feel inadequate. Mm-hmm. So that's something that he should need to probably take into consideration.
Yeah. It does make you wonder what you're not doing because if he's not invested in the relationship.
Actually, it's not the other person's fault. It's your fault.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's not the fault, but you certainly are going to wonder why is he going elsewhere for this. I mean, that's a natural human thing.
Yeah, you're going to want to know that.
Right. But again, it's not our fault. If you should talk about that before you go anywhere else for a relationship, you need to end that relationship before you start talking about someone else.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
I got you, awesome. Girl.
Well, thanks for calling.
You shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings by just going by for someone else.
Right. Yeah.
You should be honest about it. And so, you know what? I don't really feel like we're going somewhere. I really feel like maybe we should... maybe cut this off. I feel like maybe we're going somewhere else. And I really feel like that's fine. That's totally fine to have with someone. But I don't think that you should do that when you're actively in a relationship.
Sure.
I do believe that that's kind of betraying someone.
All right. Well, thank you very much
for
your call. We appreciate it. That's what it's
bye,
all
honey.
About.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Okay, it's bye-bye. Relationship Rehab. It's 93.1 Jams here with Marco and Krista.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not Patrick Dittmer from Appleton, Wisconsin. That's right. We have somebody in At Least You're Not news from Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
He's 36. Now, he was running from police last Saturday due to some outstanding warrants that he had. Old Pat needed a place to hide, so he decided the best place was inside of his building's dumpster. You know, the cops came in. I'll get in the dumpster. First of all,
damn,
that's just nasty.
They do it in movies all the time.
They do, but you see that dumpster, Krista, wasn't actually a dumpster. It was a trash compactor, and it's also activated by motion. So when Patrick jumped in, the lid locked, and it started to compact him.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily, the cops were in a hot pursuit. They heard the screaming and kicking and yelling coming from the trash compactor. They managed to get it turned off before Patrick was squeezed into a little square. You know, like on the cartoon?
Yeah.
Anyway, they had to call the fire department and cut him out with the jaws of life. This thing was seriously not cool. He was in there for about 2 hours.
Did he survive?
He did.
Oh,
he did.
Thank goodness.
He's just a little smelly.
Yes.
He's a little stinky, and he is arrested for a lot of other things. Oh, by the way, I guess, I don't know, just because they wanted to, the police also tasered him. Don't tase me, bro! You imagine that? You're stuck there for 2.5 hours, you get out, you get tased.
He's probably like, didn't I go through enough?
Feel good about yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because
at least you're not
a 20-year-old guy named Zachary Kingsbury. Now, he was pulled over in Surf City, North Carolina.
Mm.
Boy, Surf City sounds like a great place to
live.
Does
it? Yeah.
The cops were trying to talk to him when they pulled him over, and he took off. And says he lives in Surf City, he decided to run through the beach and jump into the ocean.
I mean, come on.
He was going to swim to freedom. The police weren't dumb and followed him. They just deployed a drone, which is what they do when somebody goes somewhere they don't want to go, and they tracked him from the air. Apparently, this guy's a pretty good swimmer. He got a mile offshore. He swam a mile. That's actually crazy. But right around that mile point, the drone started to lose battery a little bit. But the last image they caught was a great white shark that started stalking this guy. So imagine being out there a mile offshore. You got a shark and a drone on you.
Anyway,
the police said, well, we better call the Coast Guard because this guy's an idiot. And sure enough, they did call the Coast Guard. They were able to rescue this guy. Back at the car where he left and ran,
yeah.
He had marijuana, meth, a handgun, and a whole bunch of other stuff in there, which is why he ran. But anyway.
What do you think is worse, being killed by the trash compactor or a great white? If you had to choose.
If I had to choose,
it's
I would
like today was the day you had to choose.
I would just go with the great white. Go out with
yeah,
a
bang. I would agree. Yeah. One chump and you're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even feel it. Hey, I feel good about yourself because at least you're not a 37-year-old woman named Heather Broom. Now, we know back-to-school shopping is stressful, but old Heather took it a little bit too far. She was at the Walmart in Novi, Michigan last Wednesday for the big back-to-school sale. Yeah. Now, she was looking for a notebook, and old Walmart only had one notebook left. So you imagine this. She's walking up. She sees this magical notebook. It's the one she needs. She goes to grab it, but another woman grabbed it right in front of her.
Oh, gee, here we go. Did you say there's only one left at Walmart?
One.
When does that happen?
Back to school, man. People need that stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, she could have gone to the office supply store, which was literally across the street. There is one across the street, but she didn't want to do that. She wanted that notebook, so she did what any normal person does.
Yes.
She pulled out a gun from her purse because she was packing some heat, and she actually robbed the notebook from the woman. So basically pointed a gun at her and said, "Nah, I don't think so, guy. That's mine."
Guy.
The girl was like, "Are you even serious?" Then she fired a warning shot into the ceiling to show that she was very serious. The lady gave her the notebook. She ran out with it, didn't even pay for it. So now she's down for robbery and theft and a bunch of other stuff.
Come on.
Not good.
What's happening?
Nobody needs school supplies that much where you're bringing a gun in and shooting. Although I understand with those crowds.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.